All right, so I'm going to record a dream that I had that I just woke up from. Normally, I don't have dreams like this, but this was a bizarre one. All right, so I think I was in a school. And for some reason, I was in the mind and body of a little boy that wasn't actually me. But for the dream's purpose, it was me. But I know this kid is not me. For some reason, he and his sister were in this building that was either being renovated or they found a tomb or something. It was so bizarre. There was no, like, corpses or anything anywhere at this point. It looked like a construction site or it was being renovated or something like that. Very bizarre. Anyway, the kid didn't want to hang out with his sister the entire time. So he left his sister's side and he wanted to go exploring. It was after hours. It wasn't like during the day or anything like that. It was like, I'm not even sure why him and his sister were there. Like, there's no backstory at all to the kid or his sister. Up until the end of the story, of course. And that was a little bizarre. Anyway, so this kid, he loves exploring. On his own. In an abandoned building. Or a renovated building. It's bizarre. I don't know why this kid and his sister are there. Anyway, the kid, he goes a little exploring in this location, and he finds these tunnels. I don't know why these tunnels exist. That doesn't exactly make sense in a a renovated building. That's why I think of it as like a ruin. And it feels like maybe an older ruin, but there are 2x4s and stuff like that and cement everywhere. And so, but this kid, he's walking through these tunnels and he's climbing through the tunnels too. Like there are sections where you can climb through. And the kid has no climbing equipment, nothing like that, which is kind of bizarre. But there are these crevices, and the kid's, like, very agile, and he can just climb up and down, no problem. Anyway, he goes through this really long tunnel. He climbs up and moves up and down all around. And he kind of happens to show up hearing a conversation in the distance. And so he climbs closer and closer to hear what these guys are talking about. He can't really hear what they're saying yet. So he's climbing through this tunnel. And I think he's in the exterior of the building at this point. One of the tunnels leads out. But nearby, these are these two guys talking. And I still don't know what they're talking about at this point, but they're talking kind of hushed tones and about something they did. Not exactly sure what they did. And then you hear them laugh. as they pull this long piece of carpet with a body in it. The kid notices feet at the bottom of this carpet just dragging on. So these guys clearly have a body in there. The kid sees that and continues watching these guys. But now the kid is getting a little anxious because of what he just saw. And, oh my gosh. Sorry. These damn yawns. I know, I just woke up. This is typically how dreams work. You remember them best when you just wake up. Anyway, so, when the kid is kind of listening to these guys talk, I think the kid sneezes or something. I can't remember exactly. But somehow they hear him. And they put down whatever they're doing and come into his direction. So the kid goes back through the tunnel. And he's trying to go back to where his sister was. And the kid knows he's in big fucking trouble. So he's climbing through these... he's climbing through these tunnels and corridors and shit like that. And he doesn't quite get to his sister, but one of the other guys, I guess he didn't go through the tunnel. He went through some other direction and he knew where the kid was going to end up based off of where that tunnel was. That's my guess anyways. And so he opens a door that enters into this chamber or this room that has all this construction equipment in it. And, shit, excuse me. The kid is struggling to find a hiding spot to hide from these guys. But he does find an area where there's a door, and he gets behind this door into this other room as this other guy is approaching that same room, and kid is being as silent as he could possibly be. This guy starts walking into this room, and he looks normal at first, and I don't quite understand why, but there's this weird change that happens to this guy's body. Bizarre. As I said, it starts to make some sense at the end of the video, but not video, I mean at the end of this at the end of this dream. Anyway, so the boy is hiding behind this door in this really dark room, but he can see through the crack of the door that this guy's walking around, searching in every little corner. And just before the guy is going to open the door where the kid is, the kid burst through the door. So the guy gets knocked in the face with the door smacking his face and knocking him over. So the kid runs and he finds something, anything on the ground. Like, I think he found a bat. I don't know how there was a bat down there, but like, it makes more sense he'd find a 2x4, but for some reason there was a wooden bat. It makes no sense, but whatever. It's my dream. It's how it happened. And the guy's about to get up, and the kid's like, no, 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 no. And he grabs the bat, and he smacks the guy in the fucking back of his head. And the guy isn't out. And then he keeps trying to smack him, but his whole body turns to stone. Not the kid's, the guy that was after him. His body turns to stone, but he's not solid yet. He's turning into this big stone object man. And he's clearly angry, and the kid is starting to realize that he's outmatched because this guy is turning into stone for some reason. And the kid starts screaming help from his sister because he realizes he's in this really shitty situation that he can't get out of, and he doesn't... he's in a panic mode right now. This big stone guy turns around, gets up, and he's about to attack the kid, and at the last moment, his sister comes in, and, well, hard to explain, but I think his sister might be Medusa. And I'm not exactly sure, because, like, okay, when you think of the story of Medusa, she has to look at someone to turn them into stone. This guy was turning into stone long before his sister was even in the room. And it makes me wonder if the kid has these capabilities as well, but they just weren't exactly fully realized. Very bizarre. Very bizarre, I know. Anyway, his sister at the last minute, or at the last second, comes into the room, and she's speaking some sort of language. I don't even know what she's saying. It's just bizarre. And it actually freezes the guy in place. So he's actually frozen in stone now. And she does some sort of ritual something where she's talking to the guy. And she's taking her right hand and pinching her index finger and her thumb towards the guy's eye. And his eye turns into, like, not stone anymore. His eye turns into this, like, liquid shit. Like, liquid eye matter. I don't know what to fucking call it. Turns into this black and white kind of gooey shit. And it's just pulled right out of his socket. And then she puts it in her mouth. What the fuck? Look, dude, I've never had a dream like this in my entire life. This is fucking cool. And I wasn't watching any fucking cool movies either. Dude, I haven't watched a movie in fucking a decade at this point. I don't know what the fuck I'm watching, but it's fucking cool. I mean, it's scary in the moment because I felt like I was the kid. And this was my sister, apparently, in the dream. But, yeah. She eats his eye. And, the kid, is watching this happen. And, this guy's pure stone at this point. And his face was in agony, the stone guy. And the kid picks up his baseball bat and he just smacks the head of the stone guy, and his whole body just crumbles into ash and rocks and shit.
And then the dream ends. Kind of fucking weird, right? I don't have dreams like this, typically. Never. This is the coolest dream I've ever fucking had. And I have no idea.
Oh, shit.
I have no idea what could possibly cause this type of dream. One thing, some of you know about me is that I have insomnia a lot of the time, where I have a difficult time going to bed, going to sleep. I have to take melatonin, and I have to put myself in a good enough position to sleep. And I don't exactly understand how to... Anyway, I'm getting off track. Sorry about that. I don't typically have dreams that I can remember. Most of them are non-existent, actually. And, you know, it's funny because typically I miss dreams. This was one of those occasions where I actually had a fucking dream for once. But for most nights, I don't have dreams that I remember. Excuse me. So I always love it when I do have a dream. That's the dream, and I wasn't doing anything last night to cause the dream. I just kind of went to bed, and this time I wasn't insomniac for some reason. I actually fell asleep at, I think it was 10 o'clock. Right now it's 5:58, so a.m., I mean. And, shit. Sorry for all the damn yawns. Again, when you have a dream like this, I've been taught to try to either write down my dreams or record them in some way. And this was the most handy thing available to talk about the dream. Anyway, that's all I have. I don't think I have anything else. Oh, wait, maybe, I used to, describe my dreams to my stepdad, because he used to interpret them. And I don't think it was I think it was just a hobby of his. I think he just liked to listen to people's dreams and try to explain them. But this was a bizarre one. It had really nothing to do with me. But it was like I was playing this kid. I wasn't really this kid, but I was this kid for this dream. And his sister was my sister in the dream. But she didn't look like my sister. You know? So I took on the mantle of this kid and his sister as me and my sister. And this situation was personal. Now, I think his sister is Medusa, just based off of, the events at the end. The guy turning to stone. and her doing some sort of witchy ritual thing. I don't know what the fuck. With her index finger and her thumb and somehow turning this guy's eye socket out and eating it. Bizarre shit. That's all I have for the dream. I want to share more, but I there's nothing else. So, yeah, we'll just leave it there.